The Massachusetts Medical Society recently released its 2013 public opinion poll, which found emergency department use increased 6%, as 31% of those surveyed say they visited the ER in the last year. 73% of people said getting access to the care they needed was not difficult, which is down 5% since last year, but still much higher than the 57% of those polled in 2008, following the extension of health insurance coverage to state residents in 2006. Medical Society President Dr. Ron Dunlap says rural areas like the Berkshires have a large patient-to-primary care provider ratio.
There are pockets in the state of communities where there's a really severe shortage of providers, so that when you have insurance and you don't have a primary care doctor, you go to the emergency room.
Massachusetts Nurses Association President Donna Kelly Williams says limited access to primary care directly relates with increasing hospital visits.
What we're seeing is a decrease in the number of preventable care visits to physicians, to a primary care doctor, and more just-in-time or crisis healthcare seeking, which is what brings patients to the emergency room.
The association has filed a ballot initiative to set a maximum limit on the number of patients a nurse can care for at one time. The Patient Safety Act would also require hospitals to adjust nurses' assignments based on patient needs. Michael Leary is the Director of Media Relations for Berkshire Health Systems and says a rigid nurse-to-patient ratio doesn't address the patient's needs.
We feel that ongoing care is best determined by our caregiving team and not a government-mandated formula.
Leary says despite the statewide increase in emergency room visits, levels at Berkshire Medical Center have remained static, and the number of primary care providers is increasing in western Massachusetts.
We don't feel we're seeing any kind of an increase in the number of patients who may go to the emergency department if they're unable to see their primary care physician immediately.
Nurses Association spokesman David Schildmeier says they haven't been able to get the nurse workload issue through the state government in past years because the hospitals are such strong lobbyists.
Nurses have decided to go to the ballot directly to the voters because the reason is the conditions in hospitals are getting worse every day. Every day we wait for this to be passed, someone is suffering in a bed somewhere, not getting the nursing care they need.
The initiative needs 70,000 signatures by November to get to the state legislature. From November 2013 to June 2014, state lawmakers can act on the initiative, but if they don't, the Nurses Association would need to get an additional 15,000 signatures next summer to get it on the November 2014 ballot. Schildmeier says the public supports the issue and hopes the current push can bring an end to it.
We've had a number of votes to strike, and we've had strikes by unionized nurses over this issue. Nurses shouldn't have to go on strike to get a hospital to do what they should do anyway.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.